Hi, I'm Deborah Lindemann.
And I'm Michael Lindemann.
We're co-directors of the Lindemann Professional Group, certified registered hypnotherapists with over 18 years combined experience in dealing with the human mind.
The purpose of this CD is to give you information about hypnosis, to dispel some harmful myths, and then give you an actual experience of hypnosis on track 2, which is a hypnotic induction for reducing stress. Though products like this often sell for $10 or more, we want you to have it for free.
We offer this CD gift pack free of charge so that more people can learn about hypnosis and the amazing new system we use to help smokers become non-smokers in just one session. This stop smoking system is so effective that we guarantee results, something that other stop smoking methods can't do.
We want you to have all the information you need to decide whether or not this unique stop smoking program is right for you. Even if you decide it's not for you at this time, you can still benefit from listening to the second part of this program because stress is one of the biggest problems in our society today.
On track 1 of this program, we'll explain why hypnosis is the most powerful method for getting permanent results with stop smoking, weight loss, and many other health issues. Many people stop smoking and then start again. And many people lose weight and then put it back on again. We are only interested in your permanent success.
We're going to talk about the conscious and the unconscious mind. Then, tell you about a unique combination of hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming, which takes hypnosis to an even greater level of effectiveness. We'll also compare hypnosis to other methods of emotional and behavioral change, and answer many of the commonly asked questions about hypnosis. By the way, it's fine to listen to the first part of this program while driving, if you wish, but please listen to track 2 only while sitting or lying down in the comfort of your home.
Let's start by explaining a little bit about what hypnosis actually is and what it isn't. There's nothing strange or mysterious or science fiction about hypnosis. And hypnotherapy is a profession, like any other profession. When you see us in our office or giving a seminar, you'll just think what nice, normal people we are. And as professionals practicing this highly effective system, we're committed to bringing you success in smoking cessation, weight loss, stress reduction, overcoming phobias, releasing negative emotions, and many other things. Now let's explain why this hypnotic system is so highly effective.
Your mind has two parts to it, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Your conscious mind is everything that you're aware of right now. For example, you're aware of the sound of my voice speaking to you. You might be aware of how your chair feels beneath you if you're sitting down, or the colors around you as you look around. However, you can never be consciously aware of more than 5 or 6 pieces of information every second. But your unconscious mind is processing over 2 million pieces of information every second. It's your autopilot. It runs your life for you. And it's been building habits for you since the day you were born.
Most of what you do every day comes from unconscious habit. The way you brush your teeth, the way you put your shoes on in the morning. If you're listening in your car right now, you don't have to think about driving because it's automatic. Back when you were first learning to drive, you had to think about everything, looking in the mirror, changing gears, working the turn signals, watching out for the curb when you turn a corner. All these details could almost overload the tiny conscious mind. But then your conscious mind downloaded all the information into the powerful unconscious mind, and those things all became automatic, habitual behaviors. Now, driving is so easy, you can do it while you're enjoying the scenery, talking on your cell phone, changing radio channels, all thanks to the driving habits stored in your unconscious mind.
Whenever the conscious mind does the same thing several times in a row, the unconscious mind says, "You know, I can take that job on for you," and it takes it on board as a habit. Now, some of those habits are useful, like driving a car or riding a bike, while some others aren't, such as smoking or overeating. You can try, and you probably have tried, to change these unhealthy habits with conscious willpower. But the powerful unconscious mind protects its habits. Otherwise, a person might forget how to drive while speeding down the freeway, or forget how to swim while in the middle of a lake. It's a survival mechanism that the unconscious mind protects its habits.
This is why there's a battle going on inside, an inner conflict between the conscious and the unconscious mind whenever you try to stop smoking or lose weight. The simple fact is, we human beings are creatures of habit. But if we can find a quick and easy method of controlling our habits, then we can take control of our lives. Hypnosis, when it's done correctly, is that method. What hypnosis does is quite simple. Instead of making us practice to acquire a new habit or get rid of an old habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate directly with the unconscious mind and cut out the conscious practice stage.
So, where do habits come from? Here's an example. Back when we were teenagers, most of us ate a lot of junk food. It was convenient, it tasted great, and all our friends were doing it. At the time, it didn't even occur to us that junk food might be unhealthy and make us fat. Instead, we equated junk food with having fun and feeling good. Before long, eating junk food became an unconscious habit. Now, years later, many of us find it difficult to control our unhealthy eating. Maybe we're heavier than we want to be. But still, that donut or that candy bar or burger with fries has an almost irresistible appeal. Unconsciously, we still equate junk food with feeling good, even if we consciously know better. That's the nature of the junk food habit.
Let's look at smoking. Most people try a cigarette or two when they're teenagers or young adults, but not everyone becomes a smoker. To become a smoker, you have to persist through all the early stages of coughing, sputtering, dizziness, and burning eyes, not to mention the awful taste. Why would anyone do this? Maybe it's to fit in with friends, maybe to be cool, maybe to feel more mature, maybe to rebel against authority. Whatever the case, there is some kind of emotional reward that seems to justify the physical discomfort. And when your unconscious mind sees that you actually want to smoke despite the pain, it says, "Okay, let's make it a habit." From that moment on, you become a smoker.
Now you can say to yourself, "I will not smoke. I will not smoke." But then, you find yourself wanting to reach for one, because the conscious mind is like the minute tip of an iceberg, and the unconscious mind is like the whole iceberg itself. It's bigger, stronger, and far more powerful than the conscious mind.
Whenever your conscious willpower tries to fight your unconscious imagination, your imagination will always win. What are you really imagining when you think, "Don't reach for a cigarette," or "Don't smoke that cigarette"? That's right, you're actually imagining smoking that cigarette. Which is why, ironically, the harder you try not to smoke that cigarette or eat that fattening dessert, the more you want to.
And the reason why hypnosis is so powerful for changing unconscious habits and behaviors is that you don't have to consciously try over and over again to think a certain way, feel a certain way, or behave a certain way. Hypnosis makes it instant, makes it automatic, because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the unconscious mind, the place where all habits are kept.
Now let's dispel some common myths and misconceptions about hypnosis. What is hypnosis really? Simply a state of relaxation. I often say to my clients before a session, "Don't expect to feel hypnotized. Just expect to feel relaxed." Many people have seen old movies and stage shows that depict hypnosis as a weird process in which the hypnotist takes control of another person's mind. But this is not true. Hypnosis is only a state of relaxation. It's a very familiar feeling. In fact, we all go in and out of spontaneous hypnosis every day. Which is why when some people ask, "Can I be hypnotized?" I always tell them, anyone can be hypnotized because we've all done it on our own many times.
For example, have you ever been at a red light, maybe listening to the radio, and suddenly you hear someone honk and you look up and the light is green? We've all done that. You had drifted into a relaxed alpha brainwave state. which is a state of light to medium hypnosis. So you see, it's really a very familiar experience.
One question I get is, what does it feel like to be hypnotized? Well, the fact is that many people don't feel any different when they're hypnotized than they do in the normal waking state. And they often tell me that they were just sitting there going along with it, which is the right thing to do, because it wasn't until they were coming out of hypnosis that they realized how deeply relaxed they had actually been.
Perhaps the biggest misconception that we want to correct is that hypnosis cannot control you against your will. As hypnotherapists, we can't make you do anything that you don't want to do, but we can help you to easily do something that you do want to do. For example, if I were to suggest while you're under hypnosis that I want you to rob every bank in town and bring me the money, you'd obviously refuse. Unless you're a bank robber who came to me wanting to conquer fear and improve his bank robbing skills. But I wouldn't help you with that anyway. I'd turn you away. In fact, we do turn away a small percentage of people for various reasons.
The truth is, if we don't think we can help you get good results, we won't accept your money and we won't work with you. That's how we maintain our clean record of success and why we can guarantee our results.
The main point here is that if we offer you a suggestion under hypnosis that you disagree with, it will be filtered out by the deeper structures of your unconscious mind, your ethics, morals, values, and beliefs, which is why we tailor our programs so carefully.
Also, because you won't do anything you don't want to do, hypnosis is not a truth serum. While under hypnosis, if you're asked a question that you don't want to answer, you simply won't answer it, or you'll be vague. You can even lie if you want, just like you can when you're fully alert. You always have a choice, so you can choose to keep the things you want to yourself. Of course, we won't be asking you any personal questions anyway, so don't worry about that. We'll just focus on stopping smoking or the main purpose of your visit.
The next big question people ask is, will I lose all memory of what happens while I'm hypnotized? And the answer is no. You'll remember everything that goes on during your session. It will be as if you're just sitting there in the chair with your eyes closed, in a very relaxed state, yet still aware of everything that's happening.
Here's another one. I once knew a nurse who worked in the ER of a hospital. She wondered if it was possible to get stuck in the hypnotic state. And I said, have you ever seen a patient come into the ER because they were stuck in hypnosis? Of course, she said no, because that's like saying, I sat down and closed my eyes to relax and got stuck there. That never happens and that never will.
In fact, when people question the safety of hypnosis, we tell them that not long ago, the British government conducted an 18-month investigation into hypnosis after a schizophrenic person filed a lawsuit claiming that a famous stage hypnotist had caused his mental illness. In the end, not only was the case thrown out, but the investigators concluded that hypnosis is 100% safe. So now, the British government officially agrees with what we've always said. Hypnosis is totally safe. In fact, it's a normal and natural state of consciousness.
The next question is, does hypnosis work? Definitely yes. According to the British Medical Association and the American Medical Association, both of which have approved clinical hypnosis since the 1950s. Many scientific research papers and books have been written describing the effectiveness of hypnosis. One famous study on the use of hypnosis for smoking cessation was done by Dr. T.E. von Dedenroth and printed in the American Journal of Clinical Hypnosis in January 1968.
There are several interesting points about this study. First of all, von Dedenroth tested the efficacy of hypnosis on a large sample of 1,000 smokers who wanted to quit. Second, he didn't just follow up after a month or two to make sure they remained non-smokers, he followed up after 18 months. And third, out of 1,000 smokers, after 18 months he found that with his methods of hypnosis, a remarkable 94% had remained smoke-free. This was one of the most impressive studies ever done, largely due to his unique approach, which the creators of our Stop Smoking system have studied in depth. And I believe they've made some real improvements in hypnosis technique since that landmark study more than 35 years ago.
This unique approach we use, developed by Smoke Free International, combines the best of traditional hypnosis techniques with a fairly new science of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. This is why the majority of our clients succeed in becoming permanently smoke-free in just one hypnosis session.
As for the small percentage of people who don't completely stop in one session, we guarantee to see them again, absolutely free of charge. The bottom line is, anyone who comes to us with a sincere desire and readiness to quit smoking will succeed in becoming smoke-free. We guarantee it.
So does hypnosis work? Yes, hypnosis works if it's done competently. The only question is the hypnotherapist qualified? So in case you're curious about my qualifications, I'm a certified registered clinical hypnotherapist in private practice since 1989. I'm a graduate of the L&P Professional School of Hypnotherapy in Southern California, a state-approved school. I've been trained in a broad variety of therapeutic modalities, and I'm a member of the American Board of Hypnotherapy, the International Hypnosis Federation, and the Timeline Therapy Association. I also hold an international certification in the field of smoking cessation through Smoke Free International, and was one of the first people in the United States to be trained and awarded this special certification.
My qualifications include a degree in psychology from Antioch University, 3 years professional training from the Psychosynthesis Institute of San Francisco, and certification as a specialist hypnotherapist from the International Hypnosis Federation and Smoke Free International. As a hypnotherapist, my sole focus is on smoking cessation.
One of the questions that every hypnotherapist hears from a client occasionally is, maybe it works for other people, but will it work for me? You've got to ask yourself, could we afford to offer you free backup if we didn't think it would work for you? Of course not. We're sure it will work for you.
So, what have we established so far? Is hypnosis safe? Yes. Does hypnosis work? Yes. Will it work for anyone? Yes.
So why do people continue to smoke even though it's costing them their health, several thousand dollars a year, and literally taking years off their life? The answer is simple. They believe it's going to be too hard to quit. And why do they believe that? Because of the fight that occurs between the conscious and the unconscious mind, as we explained earlier. If you've ever tried to quit before, you know what I'm talking about.
Now that's where hypnosis comes in. Hypnosis makes it easy. Hypnosis works, and hypnosis will work for you. And you don't need to worry about feeling like you're giving up some special pleasure. You don't need to worry about not being able to handle the stress. There's no need to concern yourself about withdrawal or even putting on weight. Hypnosis makes it easy, so that after only one session, you'll be a happy non-smoker.
With this understanding in mind, let's look at some of the facts about smoking. Over the years, we found that smokers quit for three main reasons: to save money, to save time, and perhaps most importantly, to save their health before it's too late. We believe that health comes first, because if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy the extra money you save or the extra time in which to spend it.
So let's look at health first. According to a report from the United States Surgeon General, issued in May of 2004, smoking kills 440,000 Americans each year. That's over 1,200 deaths per day. Nearly every smoker alive today who doesn't quit will die of a smoking-related illness. Half will die in middle age. In men, smoking reduces life expectancy by 13.2 years, and for women, it's even worse, 14.5 years. No other consumer product is more dangerous or kills more people. Tobacco kills more than car accidents, drugs, AIDS, murder, and suicide combined. Of everyone alive today in the world, 500 million people will be killed by tobacco. 25 million in the U.S. alone.
If you're a smoker, think about this. 50%, that's half, of all regular smokers will die prematurely because of their smoking habit. So the next time you offer a friend a cigarette, or a friend offers you one, just think, statistically, one of you will die early if you don't quit soon.
Shocking, isn't it? Still, some of you might be thinking, what the heck? I've got lots of time to quit. I'm only in my 30s, or I'm only in my 40s. Well, smokers in their 30s and 40s have 5 times the amount of heart attacks as non-smokers in the same age groups. And we haven't even mentioned cancer and emphysema.
The good news is that once you kick the habit, nicotine starts leaving your body immediately. And most of the time, you can literally reverse the damage you've done to yourself relatively quickly. According to the Surgeon General, quote, within minutes and hours after smokers inhale that last cigarette, their bodies begin a series of changes that continue for years. Among these health improvements are a drop in heart rate, improved circulation, and reduced risk of heart attack, lung cancer, and stroke. By quitting smoking today, a smoker can assure a healthier tomorrow, end quote. And it's never too late to stop. Even quitting at age 65 can reduce by nearly 50% a person's risk of dying of smoking-related disease.
That's right. Now, let's talk about time. You might be wondering, how can I save time by not smoking? You save time in 3 ways. First, over a 20-year period, a 2-pack-a-day smoker spends about 1,460,000 minutes smoking. That's 24,320 hours, or more than 1,000 days, 2 3/4 years out of every 20 years, just smoking. Over a normal lifetime, that means almost 7 years wasted on smoking alone, like a 7-year jail sentence for being a smoker. So by quitting, you get all that time back to use for something better.
The second way you can save or gain time is even more important. By quitting now, you'll increase your life expectancy by up to 14 years, and those are healthier, happier years as well. Even if you're now 65 or older, you can still add 5 or more good years to your life by becoming a non-smoker. Think of it, all those extra years of health and freedom added to your life.
And the third way we can help you save time is that we have a streamlined, compressed stop smoking program so that now it takes just 1 session, a little over 1 hour, to become smoke-free instead of multiple sessions and many hours. You don't have to miss work over and over or give up your evenings or weekends to come in and see us. An investment of just 1 hypnosis session can bring you years of extra life and a lifetime of health and freedom.
And speaking of investment, let's talk about how you can not only save money, but why stopping smoking is the greatest investment you could ever make. And yes, when I say investment, I mean investment. Here in the United States, cigarette prices keep going up. Today, the average 2-pack-a-day smoker spends about $2,860 a year on cigarettes. That's over $14,000 every 5 years. Over 50 adult years, that smoker could spend $140,000 on cigarettes alone.
So, if you quit smoking now, think of the money you'll save. What could you do with thousands of extra dollars? Buy a new car? Take more vacations? Invest and retire early? It's like getting a big pay raise for the rest of your life.
With just the money that you'll save by not smoking, you can easily pay for your hypnosis session within 2 to 4 months, depending on how much you now smoke. And after that, all the extra money goes in your pocket. How great is that? So the sooner you call us, the sooner you'll start to save money, and the sooner you can have the extra things in life that you want and deserve. Here's an idea. Put all the money that you would have spent on cigarettes in a jar, and then every year reward yourself for another smoke-free, healthy year. And celebrate with a cruise, a vacation, or a shopping spree. You deserve it. After all, stopping smoking is the best, smartest, and healthiest investment you'll ever make in your life.
So, let's recap. We now know that hypnosis is safe. We know that hypnosis makes it easy to change habits, such as smoking. We know that hypnosis works, and we know that hypnosis will work for you.
For all the smokers out there, what are your other alternatives? The main other alternative is nicotine replacement therapy. For example, patches, inhalers, sprays, and gum. The side effects reported from these products include nausea, indigestion, skin irritations, and other damage, as well as nightmares.
And in the largest study ever done of 72,000 smokers who wanted to quit, published in the highly respected journal The New Scientist in October of 1992, nicotine gum had a success rate of just over 10%. More recent research on nicotine gum suggests a 7% success rate. By the way, the first line of that New Scientist report was, quote, "Hypnosis is the most effective way to give up smoking," unquote.
What about the stop smoking wonder drug Zyban? First, according to records from the British National Health Service, Zyban is statistically ineffective unless it's combined with psychological intervention. Second, a report by GlaxoSmithKline, the maker of Zyban, states that 1 in 1,000 people taking Zyban might experience convulsions that could lead to death. And by the way, this drug was originally marketed under the brand name Wellbutrin as an antidepressant.
Several studies have shown that Zyban is not much more effective than a placebo. And for those that are able to quit with this drug, about half will start smoking again within 1 year. Plus, as a prescription drug, Zyban can cost over $200 a month. And there's a long list of contraindications for this drug. The biggest problem seems to be that when Zyban is combined with certain other drugs, it can become lethal.
By comparison, hypnosis is not only effective, but completely harmless. The side effects of hypnosis are all positive, including stress reduction, memory enhancement, and improved self-esteem. To our knowledge, no one has ever been harmed by hypnosis, while countless numbers have been helped.
To those of you listening to this program who are medical doctors or other health practitioners, we urge you to contact us and become part of our professional referral network. You are particularly aware of how important it is for people to stop smoking before they ruin their health. We especially want to help smokers with cardiovascular and pulmonary problems, as well as pregnant women, who risk not only their own health by smoking, but that of their unborn child as well.
During this program, we have mostly used smoking cessation as an example of how hypnosis makes it easy for people to change unwanted habits. In closing, I want to remind you that in addition to our unique Stop Smoking program, I can also help you with weight loss, phobias, anxiety, self-confidence, insomnia, memory improvement, and stress reduction. To find out more about our hypnosis services and rates, or to book an appointment, please call the office number listed on our brochure or on the front of this CD. We look forward to speaking with you personally.
Now, for a real experience of hypnosis for stress reduction, go on to track 2 of this CD. Remember, please do so only while sitting or lying down comfortably in the safety of your home. Thank you for listening.